Blackstone Audio presents The Private Lives of Pippa Lee by Rebecca Miller. Part 1. Wrinkle Village. Pippa had to admit, she liked the house. This was one of the newer units, they were told. Dishwasher, washing machine, dryer, microwave, electric oven, all new. Carpeting, new, septic tank, roof. Yet, the floor of the basement had a crack in the concrete, and some of the grouting between the tiles in the bathroom was turning dark with mold. Signs of decay, like in an old mouth with gleaming caps glued over the stumps, Pippa thought. She wondered how many people had died in this house. Marigold Village, retirement community, a prelude to heaven. This place had everything: swimming pool, restaurants, mini mall, gas station, health food store, yoga classes, tennis courts, nursing staff. There was an on-call grief counselor, two marriage counselors, a sex therapist, and an herbalist. Book club, camera club, garden club, model boat building club. You never had to leave. Pippa and Herb had first encountered Marigold Village when returning to their Long Island beach house from a lunch party in Connecticut 20 years earlier, when Pippa was just past 30, Herb 60. Herb had taken a wrong turn, and they found themselves on a narrow, winding road lined with clusters of dun-colored single-story houses. It was 5 o'clock in April. The late afternoon light cast a golden filter over the perfectly maintained lawns. The houses looked identical. A hive of numbered mailboxes stood at the end of each shared driveway. Some of the numbers were in the thousands. Herb had been confident that a couple of left turns and a right...